Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, what do you think about this coming year? How's it going to work out? Oh, we only knew, like the beginning of last year, we only knew. Well, we had ideas of the energies at play the beginning of last year, and we didn't realize how severe it was going to be. So we can look at all the energies, and yet the details will have to reveal themselves. But to look at these energies, as we did last year, we're going to be speaking with my favorite friend guest, who is a card expert, and we're going to look at cards as well as other things to talk about this coming year. Alexander Dunlop. Alexander, welcome to Energy Stew.
Thank you, Peter. It's always a pleasure to chat with you. Thanks for having me.
Sure. And let's look at the different factors at play this year. And first of all, we know that last year was a 4-year, the year before was a 3-year, and now we're going to a 5-year. What does that say to you?
Well, just so everybody knows, we're saying that it was a 4-year because 2020, you add the 2 and the 2, you get a 4. And then we're moving into 2021, we add the digits, we get a 5. And moving into a 5-year, we're moving into a year of change. And we hope that. I mean, this is what we're all looking forward to is change. The thing about changes is that they can often be unexpected. We don't know what the changes are going to be. We think we may know, and we might be right to some extent, but whenever I've seen a 5 happen in life, it can be an unexpected change. So we want to be ready to adapt and improvise. That's what a 5 would indicate. That we.
Well, how is the 4 bringing us into the 5?
How's the 4 bringing us into the 5? Well, okay, great question. The 5 comes, as you say, after the 4, because we're dissatisfied with whatever this 4 structure, 4 represents structure and order. And so when the 5 energy comes, it's because we're ready to break out of the box. We are tired of that order that we've been forced to be in. So one of the things that could tell us is that generally across society, people will say, enough is enough, enough with the lockdowns. I'm ready to get back to life. There'll be a general energy of dissatisfaction with imposed order and lockdowns, and people won't want to tolerate it anymore.
And there'll probably be a lot of hopefulness because a lot of people will be vaccinated, and also a lot of people will also have had the virus. There'll be a lot of immunity, and yes, the virus might fade away in ways that give us a greater sense of freedom.
It might, for sure, and that's what we hope. And you know, scientifically speaking, I'm not a scientist, but my understanding is that it takes a full year for an influenza type virus to work its way through the population. So we'll have had a full year come March. And so that should be the end of the pandemic. Will it be or not? We don't know. But what we do know is that in a 5-year, people are going to be itching for change. And this idea of pandemic fatigue or lockdown fatigue, people are going to be tired of it. And they'd be like, you know what? Let us get back to work, put the kids back in school. We want to move on with our lives. There's going to be this general energy wanting to do that.
So that's changing out of the 4. But also, we need to create so much new opportunity because of so much that's been lost in terms of bringing the health back to our society.
Well, that's right. And so that's another great point about the 5. The 5 is about innovation. So we're going to need to innovate. And I've heard a few people say, and I feel this way too, I don't want to go back to normal. I want to move forward. I want to innovate. I want to recreate what's possible and reinvent and innovate. And we will have that opportunity in a 5-year to be innovative and dynamic. So let's hope we do that.
Well, and we will. And, you know, I guess there's a lot of fear now just based on politics and how there's so much division in our country and in the world as well, and how that's going to manifest this year. So the five, so there might be changes that might not be as agreeable because of all that.
Well, that's what I mean about we may need to be adaptable to roll with whatever the changes are. And that's really where the innovation and the adaptation comes in, is we're presented with something that thwarts our objective. And the symbolism is, of a five is an X. And so you're going along on this path and you can't go that way. You have to pivot and go in the other direction. So life might present an obstacle, and then we adjust and we adapt, and that's how we innovate. Like, necessity is the mother of invention.
Right. Yeah, there are different directions on a five card, and we have choices to make.
Right.
So it's exciting, actually. I think we all want more choice.
Well, we certainly want different than what we've had.
Exactly. And new opportunities, choice to get out of the house, yes. Choice to mingle with others. Mm-hmm. And I think right now, because of our separations this last year, the desire to be together will be so much greater. I was thinking last year that there were so many people being able to successfully work from their homes on the internet, yes, that office space might not be as important in the future, because we've learned that so much can be done from home. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, maybe, you know, commercial real estate will suffer from that. But now I'm realizing that as much as we can work from home, how necessary it is for us to be together.
Well, that's right. And then on the other side of talking about commercial real estate, but then talking about residential real estate, I've been told by real estate brokers that new construction happening in Florida now all includes a home office.
That's, yeah, for Florida, that's fine.
It's a different mindset, and people are innovating how they approach new construction, because now, like, oh, everybody needs a home office. So all new construction in Florida apparently is including a home office.
Right, and that's considering living in a nice environment, but many of us in cities don't have comfortable interior spaces. And even though we could work from home, it's just not as enjoyable as going to the office and mingling with coworkers.
Sure, can be.
Yeah. And that has its own, well, I think because of this, it'll be more prized, and we'll be more responsible about behaving in ways that make it work better. So, all right. So I also drew a card for this year. Mm-hmm. Just before we started the show, I asked to be given a card that would represent an energy for the year that we could talk about. And I believe in drawing cards. I believe in, you know, in the I Ching flipping coins, in which I also did, and we'll talk about that a little later. And because I think everything is in divine order. There is nothing out of place. We just can't necessarily understand the order all the time, but it's all predicted in and shows up in ways that it has to, including the time that we're in was predicted by the Mayans 1,000 years ago. So we're not in a place in time that's out of place either. So I drew a card, and I drew the Six of Diamonds. And I realized, you know, and you know more about it than I do, that it has a lot of great value for this year.
Well, it means that everything is going to come into alignment, and that's good news because we want that reordering and realignment. And the Six of Diamonds would say that things are going to line up.
Well, but remember, we're still dealing with a five that things don't line up. So it might be that we get more alignment about certain things than we expected.
Or I would say that the changes then create alignment.
Good. Well, that's what we're striving for.
You know, but then the Six of Diamonds would be karma. So, you know, chickens are going to come home to roost.
Oh, that's very important. Because it's the karma card. Six is the karma card. And it's both good karma and, as you say, bad karma.
Yep.
In that what we're not responsible for will be harmed by. And yet the good karma comes home also. Hmm. So there is abundance to the Six of Diamonds.
Yeah.
So things will line up in ways that create abundance, but also because of the five, we have to really take care of charting the right courses that we can bring into alignment. And perhaps we'll be challenged that way in many ways, but at least we can be hopeful that the Six of Diamonds is there, that we can find answers, we can realign things and build on that and create some abundance in some ways. And maybe not others, where the karma isn't so supportive.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, and as I said to you before, the Six of Diamonds is a good card for you. So good for you to look forward to.
Right. Well, yeah, we can explain the six. My Jupiter card, because we're all born to a hand of cards, and the hand represents cards of different planets that have different values in our lives. And Jupiter is the planet of expansion and abundance. And I'm born to have the Six of Diamonds in that. And that, so I can't complain about how my life has worked out, but I can complain that it was work to make it work out. and a lot of crazy difficult things showed up along the path that helped me along, but in, you know, anywhere along the path I might have questioned that. So maybe that's the year that we're in that, you know, things will come to fruition, but we will be questioning the whole time if they can.
It could be because the underlying energy of the five is restlessness also. And this symbolism of spinning around and around and around, we may all be collectively feeling really restless and anxious and ready to do something and ready to make a big change, but anxious at the same time and overanalyzing it as well. And I can easily imagine our political leaders are going to be stuck in that position of, is now the right time to reopen? Is now the right time? Is now the right time? Is now the right time? So there can be a lot of restless spinning energy with that five present.
Right. And we don't know also what alignment means, because what if it's artificial? What if things look good, but there's no depth to it. And all of a sudden, well, next year is going to be a 6 year.
then the karma will really be hitting us.
So we better make the right choices this year.
I mean, in 2022, for example, that's when we might see the financial consequences of all the bailouts that have been happening, you know, because that money doesn't come out of thin air, and there are going to be financial consequences to that.
Well, I'm not as worried about that as I am about society not taking care of itself in responsible ways of looking after itself, of having the right healthcare systems, and you know, just the ways that, for instance, the whole police thing, you know, that it's not understood that, you know, some people think that the police are going to be defunded if the Democrats have their way, and I don't think they understand that that will never happen. It's just that we need the bad cops to be recognized and removed, and let the police do their jobs that they know how to do with the good cops. And, you know, but that's karma. If we don't take care of business properly, then we get stuck with trouble.
Well, yes, I like what you said before about whatever we're not responsible for will hurt us. And as a society, I don't believe we've taken responsibility adequately for our health. We have a sick care system. We don't have a healthcare system. We have a system that doesn't know anything to do with you to promote your health. It only knows what to do once you get sick. So we have a sick care system. We don't have a healthcare system. And then, as you point out, we're going to need to, in my opinion, revamp how we police ourselves also. But I think it's more than just a few bad apples, Peter. I think we want a holistic, complete overhaul there as well. I look forward to a time where our first responders in any situation are actually therapists.
Right. And a lot of people are talking about that, and social workers instead of police.
Exactly. I mean, most of the calls that police get are for domestic disputes. Right. And have a young 21-year-old kid who's not got no psychology training or no social work training.
Shows up with a gun.
In a hostile environment where two people are yelling at each other. You know, I think we need to rethink that on a much deeper level.
Right. But other things that could come home to roost, and I hate to put that out there, is that we're dealing with an experimental vaccine.
Yeah.
That we don't know what the effects are going to be long term. Nobody knows. Studies. And so this is a major experiment that might not be responsible enough.
Well, that's right. You know, it is a science experiment. That is exactly the right way to look at it. And it's amazing to me that people are so afraid that they're willing to be a part of a science experiment. That's how afraid people are. And unfortunately, people don't realize that there is a better way. There is a way to promote our health and well-being that doesn't require injecting ourselves with an untested, unproven pharmaceutical drug.
Right. And you were talking to me earlier before the show about in the old days, the Jews with lamb's blood, was that on their windows?
Well, the way I see it from a metaphysical perspective, you know, why is everybody wanting a vaccine? It's not because the science is there, because again, there's no long-term science. So the science is not there. Why do we want this? It's operating at a much deeper level in our reptilian brainstem, this tribal instinct to find some permission slip to give ourselves in order to get out of our own existential fear. And it's very similar to in the olden days when people might have smeared lamb's blood over the lintel because they believed that that would protect them, and everybody has to do it or we're not all protected. If one person doesn't smear lamb's blood over the lintel, then the angel of death might get everybody. But in order to protect everybody, everybody smears lamb's blood, and then that helps ease people's fears, ease the consciousness. Oh, now we're protected. We've done this thing that will protect us. And so I think that's what's happening with the vaccine, that it's operating at this deep level of our existential fears to give ourselves a permission slip to feel at ease again.
Right. And maybe temporarily it'll work. And we just don't know how temporary it is.
And that's the power of the placebo effect. If we feel safer and we feel more at ease, that actually boosts our immune response. Right. When we're afraid, the cortisol and the stress hormone, that actually depletes our immune response.
So in the short term, it can help on many levels.
Absolutely. It's right. A massive placebo effect.
Yeah, that's interesting. So I want to talk about the Chinese I Ching and the nature of how that works. Where there are 64 hexagrams or 64 different concepts of life, let's call it. And you throw coins in a very specific way. And this is a system that's thousands of years old and from the Chinese. And throwing coins has been used for thousands of years. And I've used it in my life for more than 50 years, and I've always found it accurate. So I know to believe in it. And so I came up with a hexagram for this year that was the 48th hexagram of the well. And it's very promising. It means that there is something to draw water from that is sustenance, is resource, is opportunity. And the well can be knowledge, can be innovation, can be money. There are so many opportunities that drawing from a well creates in life. And I was happy to see that. And there weren't any changing lines to it, which, if you know, for people who know the I Ching, that would offer either added pluses or minuses to this. But there were none. It was very simple and direct that this year we're going to draw from the well as much as we can. And let's expect that we're going to be responsible enough for what we draw from. And the I Ching goes into that, that if we draw from the well in ways that we're not being responsible for, then we're drawing trouble out of the well. And this is kind of what you were talking about before about karma, is that we have to be responsible for the sixes. That they're good karma and there's bad if we aren't taking care of business. So it's something that I'm glad I drew that card. I think it helps us understand again the nature of the five, what the five means. Because the five is the opportunity of change, and let's say change best comes from the well.
Well, that's right. It does mean digging deep within to have a deep, meaningful change, not just a superficial shifting of the deck chairs on the Titanic. The deep of the five is that there's a substantial change. There's a meaningful change, a meaningful shift. And for that, we will need to draw on a deeper well.
So let's now just near the end of the show, talk about shifting consciousness and why we should feel positive, because humanity is evolving in a higher conscious form. So how do you feel about that?
About which part?
About the fact that that humanity is awakening more.
Well, yes, it's like this. The only way we find out that we're heroes is if there's a dragon to slay. Until the dragon appears, we might not know that we're a hero.
I love that.
And that's how all those mythological tales go, that there's this ordinary, simple farm boy or girl minding her own business until the dragon starts destroying the village. And it's only then that he or she figures out that they're actually strong enough to beat the dragon. So that is the way I do my best to look at it, is that this encroaching darkness, you know, and there's people who are afraid of totalitarian lockdowns and Orwellian predictions come true. And I understand that. I really do. And then at the other side of it, it gives us an opportunity to find the light within us.
That's true. And maybe more and more and more light will be found, and we can move forward in a much more clear, positive way, holding that light.
Right. So that's one way I look at it. And my partner, Vicky, and I have been meditating every day because of it, because I do get scared by what I see and the abrogation of freedoms, taking away our liberties, mandating certain things to us at a high level that Orwell predicted, and contact tracing. It can be scary if we let our minds get into it. So for me, the salvation, the solution is to focus on the light and meditate on the consciousness that I am and shine this light and be in this light. And it really helps. It really helps to change the way that I feel.
And to, for me, it's really identifying ourselves as light beings.
Yes.
Who can create magic.
Yes.
Good. That's a wonderful way to end the show. Yes. And so let's talk about you, Alexander Dunlop. You have a website called lifeelevated.life. Mm-hmm. And you are an amazing card expert, and such insight and profound wisdom that you offer is amazing. So people should take advantage of it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Peter. And it's a nonprofit organization that I started to share this ancient knowledge. And you can go to the website and download a free book and look up your cards. There's a lot of free resources there for you.
That's great. Alexander, thanks so much for being on Energy Stew and helping us bring in this new year. Thank you. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.